Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's meeting with the Browns.
It's a Pro Bowl nod again, especially with, you know, some of the moving around in the secondary and, you know, for you personally.
Yeah, no, it's a blessing. Something that I try to feel like, you know, it's not a lot. It doesn't happen like often, and you know, I gotta appreciate what I have, and super thankful, super just blessed to be in the position that I'm in, and can't take it for granted. And family just reminds me every day, you know, you're a special kid, and I appreciate them because I wouldn't be here without them.
For you, will you make it another time to the Pro Bowl? Is there a significance of it that comes with being a multi-time guy, or this is now something that you've done, you know, 2 years in a row? What is the significance of doing that?
Yeah, I don't think it's something I'll really realize right now. You know, when I'm done playing football and just see the culmination of everything that I've done, I think it'll be a little more satisfactory then, a little cooler to look back on it and have my kids say, like, my dad was multi-time Pro Bowler. But, you know, at the same time, we got bigger things to accomplish. We're trying to hopefully not be in the Super Bowl and be in the Pro Bowl and be in the Super Bowl. So, but still thankful, still honored, still blessed.
Team-wide, you have nine guys that end up making it, and a whole bunch of alternates. What does that say about the quality of this team's roster?
Yeah, I think it's just top to bottom. One of, if not the strongest roster in the league, and we've got a bunch of talent, a bunch of guys around here making each other better, and we're all focused on one goal. And when you got a lot of people that are like-minded and work hard, and Harb said it yesterday, people getting individual awards just proves that we're having team success. So, we're all blessed and thankful to be in the position that we're in, and you know, it's something that we don't take for granted.
Kyle, is there something you like about being the first game this weekend where you don't have to worry about anything, you know, scoreboard watching, just you guys knowing that if you take care of business, you'll be where you want to be?
Yeah, I think it's a little bittersweet, kind of through our weekly schedule, and kind of for a turn there, we got back, and I think they changed it, late Sunday night or something like that. And but, you know, it just goes to show, like, everybody's locked in kind of the same schedule that we had last few weeks. You know, it's not a usual conventional schedule, and I feel like we've had very minimal of those this year, and guys have adapted really well, and hopefully go showcase that on Saturday.
You know, if you win, you get the AFC North title. Is that something, as a team, as players, do you talk about that amongst each other?
Yeah, I mean, we're setting goals in the offseason. It's win the division, win the AFC. Actually, let me rewind that. Win the next game, win the division, win the AFC, win the Super Bowl. And you kind of got to take it one step at a time. So, like, we're on our way to winning the AFC North right now, and that'll put us on a good track to go win the AFC and then win the Super Bowl. So, looking at it from that perspective, we got a big opportunity this weekend to accomplish one of those steps.
Is any payback from Week 8, is that on your mind at all, too, going into this game, or is it solely simple? You win the division?
Yeah, I think a little bit. You know, we still have a sour taste in our mouths from that game, and a lot of opportunities to win that one, and obviously didn't come out with a win. So I think we're going to play with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder and really prove ourselves right more than anything, that we're going to go out and, doesn't matter the implications, whatever, that we need to go out and play a good football game. And if we do, then we'll be AFC North champs.
How do you feel for guys who don't make the Pro Bowl, like a Kyle Van Noy, having a career year, 33, and, you know, didn't get it?
Yeah, I mean, I wish everybody could get in. But that doesn't go to say that their seasons aren't recognized, and a bunch of dudes. And I'm trying to think who else. Who else got snubbed?
Mark. Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie. Yeah, see, like, all those guys. But, like, we'll all know, like, what they did. And obviously not everybody can be in it, but I think it's still a blessing that we have all these people on our team who were able to make the Pro Bowl, and then a bunch of people who, quote-unquote, snubbed for the Pro Bowl. It means you got a pretty good team. So we're just going to keep that rolling going in the playoffs.
And did you grow up thinking or dreaming about being a Pro Bowl player? And when did you – at what point of your career did you think – hey, you know what? I think I'm good enough to get there.
Yeah, I always wanted to be in the NFL. One Pro Bowl would have been a plus for sure. But yeah, I think growing up, just seeing like Sean Taylor hit that punter in the Pro Bowl, that was pretty cool. And I was like, yeah, I want to do that someday. And, obviously, can't do that now. But yeah, it's always been a dream of mine. And you know, that's what I'm kind of saying. You got to take a step back and just see where you're at and just be thankful for everything that's come to fruition.
Thanks, bro.
Appreciate y'all.